It's a water-sharing scheme that sparked debate for decades. Could we move water from rivers in North Queensland to drought-proof inland parts of the state? The Bradfield scheme, as it was known in the 1930s, has been knocked back several times, but the LNP opposition in Queensland has just committed to build a $15 billion modernised version of it. Few details about the plan have been released, but some experts are already sceptical. Isabel Rowe has been taking a look.
It's an idea as old as black and white television. Even comedy duo Roy and HG have had a go at satirising a plan to direct rivers inland.
It's not hard.
No.
It's not hard.
No.
And it's not as if we've got a mountainous country or not.
No.
Wouldn't it be possible to build an aqueduct delivering 500
The 1930s Bradfield scheme was a plan to collect water from North Queensland and pipe it to drought-stricken areas of the Central West. It's been knocked back several times over the years, but the Queensland opposition leader, Deb Frecklington, has made it an election commitment.
Now, this is a true nation-building project that will work towards drought-proofing this state. We will invest billions of dollars over the next decade, but it's worth it.
The LNP's plan is called the Revised Bradfield Scheme and has been devised by two former Queensland policymakers, Sir Leo Halscher and Sir Frank Moore. It would double the height of a dam already proposed for North Queensland, making it the state's largest. Nearby rivers would flow into it and pipes would take the water inland to parched southwest Queensland. A flaw in the original plan was the large amount of power required to pump water. But creator Sir Leo Halscher says this one is different.
What we're producing maintains a gradient all the way down to just beyond Longreach. So we won't have to pump any of this.
The LNP says it won't release the plan in its current stage, but has committed $20 million to a CSIRO study to progress the scheme. Water experts are already sceptical.
It does seem like a good idea in the short term. It's certainly a very bad idea in the long term.
Professor Richard Kingsford is the director of the Centre for Ecosystem Science at the University of New South Wales. He says the new Bradfield scheme isn't impossible, but it would come at a cost.
Technically, the old Bradfield scheme was also possible, but it really got knocked out of the park because of its cost in terms of the taxpayers and the environmental impact. And both of those things still apply.
What are the environmental issues here?
These freshwater rivers, the freshwater they put into the marine ecosystems is critical. It brings nutrients and sediments that are really important for the Great Barrier Reef. And then, of course, there are the potential issues about transferring invasive species.
The LNP says it could take 10 years and $15 billion to build. Tom Crothers is a former public servant in the Queensland Natural Resources Department and now consults to farmers on rural water issues. He wants to see more details of the scheme but doesn't believe it can deliver the results promised.
They talk about drought-proofing Australia by building dams. That's absolute nonsense. We will never be able to drought-proof Australia. The evaporation beats you. We're talking about 1.8, 2.2 metres a year evaporation.
Nevertheless, the head of the Queensland Farmers Federation, Stuart Armitage, is hopeful it'll work.
If it stacks up, go for it. I just think that it's really great to see someone coming out with a bit of foresight.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says her government will also consider something similar to the Bradfield scheme.
Isabel Rowe.